and people in your neighborhood. And good morning, everybody. This morning, I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
So I know there's a lot of stuff's going to be going on, and I'm not going to give away anything, but a big thing coming up next week.
I don't think it's going to be a surprise to anybody.
Well, you know, you never know.
Well, yeah, 4th of July. My goodness, how did that happen so quickly? And we always have a lot of things going on in Fort Pierre, and I'll just go over them quickly. There is always more information on the city's Facebook page and on our website. So if you have any questions, look there first, and then that's fortpierre.com. And if you can't find it, give us a call at the office, and we'll have the answers for you. And one of the first event that happens is the rodeo on the night of the 3rd, and that will be at 7 o'clock. And then the morning of the 4th, it is our annual 4 on the 4th. It's a 4-mile walk run. We encourage costumes. You can go to the Facebook page, and it's 4 on the 4th. On the Facebook page, registration, and you can pre-register there. Kids and 12 and under are free, otherwise it's $25 to register. And then the pre-registration starts on the 4th at 7. The race starts at 8, and that's right at the intersection of Deadwood and Main. Costumes are encouraged. In fact, I think they give a prize for the best costume.
You could always dress up like Uncle Sam, I guess.
There's a lot of that. A lot of red, white, and blue. And then if you want to have an entry in the parade, there are entry forms on the city website, or you can stop in the office, and we'll have one for you there. We strongly encourage pre-registration, because it really helps with the lineup. And this year's honorary parade marshal is Robbie Calkins. Robbie passed away, I think, about a year ago, and a longtime farmer rancher, and in his will, he left $500,000 to the Varenne Rye Museum and $500,000 to the community center. And so that kind of generosity deserves some recognition. So we're going to honor Robbie at the parade. Lineup is from 8 to 10 in the usual place, right off Sail Barn Road. And you have to be lined up in order to be in the running for the prizes. And so there are prizes in different categories for the entries. And then the parade will start promptly at 10. We are, again, having a B-1 bomber flyover by the Ellsworth Air Force Base, and that's scheduled at 12:15. So we have a lot of businesses open, and again, if you go online, there's a list of all of the businesses that are open, about 15 of them, I think, that will be available for food and beverage and other kind of entertainments. If you look on the Fort Pierre Development website, there is a list of all of the businesses that are open. And there are some special meals being offered to encourage people to stay and have lunch and wait for the flyover. Part of that was planned last year so that we could avoid a big pileup on the bridge with the only two lanes of traffic. So we have a lot of visitors from East River, and we welcome them. We just want you to come early and stay a while. Don't get on the try to get on the bridge and get in a jam. So two of the fundraisers are one at the youth center, the Pat Duffy Youth Center, and another one at Magpies. And I think they both feature fun things like walking tacos and Indian tacos and beverages. And then the the rodeo again in the evening, 7 p.m., and following that, big fireworks show. And that is put on by the city and the fire department, and it's a great show. The other thing I would encourage you to do, fireworks will go on sale this weekend. Again, go on the city Facebook page. There is a good information in there about the hours for sale of fireworks and also for discharge. And please follow those times. They're pretty well enforced, but we just want to be aware of some of our neighbors who might have little babies, might have dogs that don't like fireworks, might just want to go to bed early, and so we just want to be aware and be aware that not everybody loves fireworks as much as we do. Yeah. So, but just follow the rules and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm really. So I do have a question about the 4 and the 4th.
Okay.
I couldn't find out, like, so the registration fee, like, where does that money go? Like, to a charity or to some organization?
It goes for some of the costs, because there are T-shirts and and prizes and things like that.
But, I see.
But it goes to cover costs.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to the 4th of July. I really am. This is the first time I'm actually going to be in a parade.
Yeah, are you going to be in the parade?
DRG is going to be there in the parade with the Dakota Cruiser.
Oh, super. Super.
Yeah, I think we're going to be shooting out T-shirts maybe and probably throwing some candy to the kids. So
yeah,
we're going to be in it.
There's a lot of that. Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah. And it's the biggest area parade, and so we get a big crowd. It will last, probably an hour and a half, and so it's a big deal.
Yeah. So, is there any meetings coming up over there in Fort Pierre?
There are. One of the things that we are working on in Fort Pierre, we've been working on it for several years, is an answer to our water supply and storage, and we applied for a loan or grant to build a water treatment plant, and that was denied, and the state said focus on your storage, that's your major need. So we've been doing that, and we've been working on plans with engineers, and we have a plan in place. We are getting very ready to get that started. Some of the council members are not quite ready to do that and would like to look at a different location. And so we have a public hearing scheduled on Monday night, July 1st. And prior to that, on tomorrow morning at 10, we are going to meet with, DANR and our engineers at Bartlett and West to have more conversation.
So, well, I hope everything works out well about that then.
Well, yeah, I do too. It's really important. Like I say, we have had tons of meetings. We have had lots of discussion, lots of engineering already done, and so I would really like to move forward. I really don't want to start over.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
But anyway, that's where we are.
Well, thanks for coming in. It was good to see you, and I'm really looking forward to the 4th of July.
You'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. I'm trying to get my mom and stepdad to come from Indiana for it. I'm like the Fort Pierre mayor, Gloria, she says, like, I mean, it's going to be just something like you've never seen before.
And it's that's
like,
right.
So they're like, well, you know, we'll see about it. You know, we'll see if we can make it out
there.
Yeah,
I hope they do. We have family coming from Minnesota and Nebraska and Georgia. Oh, and Ohio. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Well, I hope you have a good day today.
Thank you so much. Talk to you again.
Thanks for coming in.